Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. Well, that was a quiet week of Eurovision news, wasn't it? No, not at all. Let's go over everything you missed in your weekly podcast. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. It's your ESEinsight.com's podcast every week, looking back at the news that's happened for the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest and Junior 2012 as well. One tiny bit of that popping in. As always, your comments are welcome, www.ESEinsight.com or on Facebook, Twitter, or on any of the other places. What do we got coming up today? Well, Ditch Your Diary for the next 7 days. A little bit of music, news and results from the heats and national finals around the continent, and stuff that's happening at the top level with the contest itself. We'll start with that one. Tickets are on sale now for the first semi-final. You can buy them online, eurovision.tv. 30 manat for the cheapest seats in the semi-final one, jury final, i.e. what we used to call dress two, on the Monday night, up to 150 manat, which is about 150 euros, for the front block of seats for the live first semi-final. March 5th, we'll see tickets on sale for the second semi-final. March the 12th, we'll see the tickets for the jury final. That's happening on May the 25th, the Friday night. And Saturday, of course, is the grand final. And tickets for that will go on sale on March the 15th. Ticket prices, pretty reasonable, I have to say, on a par with what you would expect. There's no huge amounts of gouging going on here. It's being handled by Ticketmaster, so there's a nice bit of infrastructure back there. And if you are a member of any of the OGAE fan clubs, they do have a package deal on all the tickets available. So check with your head of country's OGAE for more on that one. No word on the official hotels yet, but if you want to have a scout around the site, you might be able to pick up some stuff as they're starting to open up over the next couple of days. Other high-level news, Junior Eurovision, as confirmed, is happening on December the 1st this year, and it will be held in the Heineken Music Hall in Amsterdam. I suspect there will be a name change on the stadium to Fizzy Kid Pop Music Hall or something. About a 4,000 capacity in that stadium, maybe drops to 3,000 once all the staging and everything is put on. It's certainly going to be a much more intimate venue than we had at the Sports Hall over in Yerevan last year, but thoroughly looking forward to that one, and so are my kids, because I've promised to take them. Okay, let's flip the order around this week, just because of the way it all works out. News from the heats. Estonia's last week's the second semi-final of Eesti Laulu. We lost Malcolm Lincoln, but we do have Traffic going through. Lena, who of course has been on stage before at Eurovision as part of Vanilla Ninja, Tenfold Rabbit, Bergi Orgmail, and Violina, and the final fifth out there is Tili Vira. Lithuania also had their last semi-final. Both Estonia and Lithuania are having their national final tomorrow. DAR, Simona Milnit, and the familiar name of Donny Montell are through in Lithuania. Sweden had their last semi-final of Melody Festival. And of course, there is Anders Chansen happening this weekend, where everybody who finished third and fourth get another go on their two tickets left over for Globen. But direct to Globen from Sweden, who have Danny Saucedo and Lisa Miskoski are going through. Third and fourth place, Dynasty, and Lotte Enberg and Christus Jorgen will be going through. And that means, yes, Schlager watchers, Charlotte Pirelli didn't even get through to Anders Chansen. To be honest, this song wasn't that good. It's a song contest. You need a good singer, you need a good song, and it all needs to work together. And it didn't quite come through for Charlotte Pirelli. We're going to be at Anders Chansen this weekend for ESC Insight, so keep an eye on the Twitter streams and, of course, all the other websites around. Lots of Twitter, lots of action happening up. It is going to be not as busy as it has been the last couple of weekends, but we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Whole bundle of songs they selected last week as well. Let's run down them. Austria, it was wonderful to be in the studios of ORF. Thank you for everybody who helped set that up, including the team at ORF, also BMI for flying us out there, flybmi.com. And delightful that the winners are Traxxas, two brilliantly happy lads on top of the world. Probably going to have to rename their band to something like Lili Schassen, with their song Woki Mit Dem Popo, which is Shake Your Booty. Let's go with that one. Close for Super Final, 51% to Traxxas, 49% the vote to Conchita Wurst, who's probably not going to come back next year. But I do feel that Eurovision has lost their big gig anthem of the year in that one. I still would love to hear that on the dance floors of the Euroclub. Right after Austria, we had Ireland as well. Comfortably through our Jed, we're not really surprised there. Waterline is the song, which... a couple of Swedish places reporting was actually offered to Eric Saad last year for Melody Festival. And, so we'll see if that can do any better this year. In the same way that we'll see if Jedward can do any better this year as well. Finland chose what was probably at that point the weirdest song choice so far for Eurovision, the Swedish language När jag blundar. First time we're going to have Swedish songs, you know, in the 21st century. At Eurovision, I think, Pernilla Carlson will be singing that one. It's an old-fashioned ballad, and it has divided opinion. It's sweet, it's lyrical, it's boring, it's dull. It's probably made it... can Finland get out of the semi-finals? That one, we'll have to see. It's made it a little bit tougher than it could have been. There we go. After the eternity of Mission Europe, Slovenia have made a choice, and it's a strong choice, I have to say. It's not a Maja Kejuk, but it's very close to it. Songwriting team is strong, the team behind Mletva. So we have Jer Jamen, which will be sung by Eva Boto. Watch that one. That's probably top 10. Might even be top 5 if the thing gets a good draw and everything comes together in a night. Sunday also saw the Netherlands choose what was, at that point, the weirdest song choice so far. You and Me is the song. Joan Franka doing, I have to say, her best June Carter Cash impression. She has to lose the hat, you know? Obviously, when the Netherlands decided to do country and Western, they thought, what says Western more than American Indians? Yeah, lose the hat. But this song, it's a nice, quirky bit. It reminds me of June Carter Cash and Jackson, I have to say. And again, polarizing opinion on the song. Bulgaria's final fell a bit flat after all the fun at the weekend. So we have Love Unlimited to be sung by Sophie Marinova. It's not as good as Bulgaria's song last year. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Two song presentations happened last week as well. Israel's Izabo finally confirmed that they're singing Time. Very nice mix they put up on that one. And Macedonia, who went for the internal artist selection as well of Calliope, she sang it twice. First in, I'm assuming Macedonian, Krino I Bello, and then in English, Black and White. All those gaps are filling in nicely. And then there was the United Kingdom. We might not have had a national final, but we had 12 hours of frenzied speculation wondering what was going on, which felt better than a national final, I have to say. UK media just lit up as the BBC tweeted out, we're going to tell you at 10:30 tonight. They got all the way to 9:30 without it leaking, in which case we look at the Telegraph. Yeah, they've chosen what is at this point the weirdest choice so far. Engelbert Humperdinck. We're sending Jerry Dorsey, yes, with Adele's songwriting team. Right, to Eurovision, to the Caspian Sea, yes. I can't decide if this is a masterstroke of planning, inspired madness, lunacy, a 70-year-old has been, someone who can do touring around the world for 250 nights of the year as a living legend. I think it's all of the above, to be honest. Is it the right choice? Will it work? Well, first of all, we haven't heard the song yet. I think at that point we'll know if the BBC have managed to give themselves the best hand to play in a decade of entering the Eurovision Song Contest. It certainly has the press and the media talking about it, and I think we're going to do pretty well. Right, national final news, once I play the jingle. We are getting to the end of the run here, so there's not a huge amount to run through. Andras Andersson, as we said, is happening this weekend. It's a dual format. So Dynasty will sing against Top Cats. Top one goes through. And then Andras Johnson versus Timothy. Top one. Those two will fight it out. The winner gets to go forward to Globin. Bottom half of the draw, Lotte Emberg and Chrissy Sjogren will be singing up against Thorsten Flink and the Revolution Snorkstern. Winner of that will play the winner of Sean Bannon versus Youngblood. Youngblood, you can call me Youngblood. And then the winner of that two will go through. So two are going out of Andras Andersson, get to Globin, and will give 10 in the Melody Festival and final. Romania have had 109 songs submitted to them. They're going through the list now. They're looking for between 12 and 17 to put up for their televised national final. Russia, 25-strong entry list for their national final. Two acts of note. First one, the act singing in 24th place, which in Russia, strange enough, is traditionally a far better place than running last. The Brunovsky Babushki, the Dancing Grannies, are officially back. They did enter the 2010 national final. 2011 was an internal selection, but we're led to believe that they were being considered again, so it might be third time lucky. But Russia have pulled out a big gun with a huge ammunition rack as well. Dima Bilan, former winner, and Yulia Volkova, formerly of Tattoo, who could have won if the Irish jury had done what they were told to do. Didn't mean that. They are going to be singing a duet, and you have to say Russia are in there to win it as well. We might actually have a Russia-United Kingdom show down there. And Yulia might actually finally get to kiss somebody on a Eurovision stage. Finally, Belgium decided they are going to do a song selection, internal artist selection. We've done way back in October, I think, for Iris. March the 17th, the last weekend, the last moment. It looks like their song selection will be the last piece of the jigsaw for the 2012 lineup, all told. Belgium... I think we pretty much started with Belgium. It's very close to it. We're going to end with Belgium as well. Lovely. Okay, as always, you can keep up to date with all the action on a day-to-day basis at www.escextra.com. If you're happy with the weekly stuff, then stay with the podcast. Also, as mentioned before, thank you also to BMI. Helped us out greatly, both at Junior Eurovision and throughout the national final seasons with transports, notably there to Austria just back. They are flying out to Baku. Flights are going fast on every single airline to Baku, BMI included. So if you are planning on going, get your bookings in pretty sharpish. If you know you're going, don't wait for the hotels to open. Just get the flight sorted now. Do the hotels later. Cross your fingers. Right. Song. Well, you all loved John Barrowman last week, didn't you? And yeah, I was thinking, you know, we're going to have to do something, you know. I don't like playing the songs that are going in the national finals. Just in a sort of sense of fair play. You know, when it's too close to it, we don't do it. Unless I want to give Iceland a push. So, Engelbert Humperdinck has a huge back catalogue. What can I find in that? Well, I'll tell you something. And this is something quite amazing. Because when you have a really good singer, it doesn't matter how fast or slow they sing. They still sound brilliant. You may have heard the Dolly Parton project, where you take a Dolly Parton song and you slow it down, and it sounds like this lovely, mournful country and western number. Now, if you take Engelbert Humperdinck and speed him up, you get Demis Roussos. I know what you're all thinking. And you're wrong, because it actually does work. This here, and I suspect I'm going to get some eyebrows in this one as well, but hey, John Barrowman to this. Let's have Release Me from Engelbert Humperdinck, with apologies to John Peel's record player Speed.
Please release me. For I don't love you anymore. To waste our lives would be a sin. Release me and let me love again.
To cling to me.
surprisingly, that works quite well. That there, Engelbert Humperdinck, 33 to 45, sounding a bit like Demis Roussos singing his classic Beatles cock block number, Release Me. And he's singing at Eurovision. He's going to be 76, not the oldest person on stage. The guy who looked like Leslie Nielsen doing Apricot Stone was 83. But he's certainly the oldest lead performer on stage at Eurovision. And all those jokes that we had set aside for Liz Assiye, you know, qualifying and then not making it, maybe we should dust them off again. Just saying. worst comes to worst, we just get Jamie comes to, come on, Jamie, we're over here for Germany. Get on the stage and sing that number. It's a tribute. Yeah, you love it. Engelbert Humperdinck. Humperdinck, Humperdinck, Humperdinck. If I do this, Humperdinck surface? Yeah. Okay. Miracle. This week's calendar. Yes, let's do that. We're going to have final decisions from Lithuania and Estonia and Russia and Spain. We have the Spanish song selection happening this Saturday. That's tomorrow the 3rd. Lithuania has their national final as its final Vestilau, which is the Estonian national final. Sweden also has their Anders Janssen. On their Melodifestivalen final is next week. Wednesday the 7th, we'll see that Russian national final. I'm going to be flying over to Texas when that's on. That's not fair. I'll pick it up when I get there. But wherever you are, you can follow all the fun and games of Eurovision online, escinsight.com. We also have escbuzz.com if you've not popped around and swung your head round there. Gather all the headlines from all the Eurovision websites in one handy place so you can see what's going on. But for me, it's time for me to pack my bags and unpack my bags and fly home, pack my bags again and fly away again. And I've got some great music to listen to. Ta-ra for now.